Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show, and what a great one with Mary Lau, Aaron West, and Helen Foley. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're taping this the morning of October 12th, so you know exactly the time frame. It's an all-pundit show with a great lineup. Mary Lau is here, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Aaron West is the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. And Helen Foley is President of Foley Public Affairs. Pleasure to have you all here. I want to start with you, Mary. Your newsletter came out, and the headline on the front page was, "The Time for Action is Now." Brian Wachter wrote this piece, but it's talking about your concerns about how business-friendly the legislature is. Can you address what your concerns are?
Well, largely, they're not business-friendly, and the concerns are that this particular legislative sessions, the two special sessions and everything, it was such a, it's an abomination to the process, and I'm going to use that word carefully, but like you used to work with the chairs, and if they had a specific issue, they would say, I'm chair, Helen Foley, please let me know who you're going to bring forward, what your time frame is, and then who you're going to have following. So they could organize the committees and stuff. But this 2 minute spontaneous testimony on something you know nothing about in the middle of the evening, wee hours of the morning, I guess. It was concerning during the regular session, but the special sessions, it was Katie bar the door, we're going to do what we darn well please. And it's very disappointing. I understand that there's a group of people in the building trying to pull Democrats to the left the same way the Tea Party pulled people to the right, but that's what leadership's all about. take balance, stay in the middle, and listen to everyone. So our concern is they stopped listening and they started orchestrating.
Helen, do you have the same concerns?
I certainly do. I think that they can use it as a learning experience because it was not handled well. You know, they would say they were going to go in at 9 or 10 in the morning. We know legislative time. We know it normally doesn't happen then. But when you end up having public comment at 11 o'clock at night running until 2 in the morning, that does not make us feel comfortable about having transparency. You know, I understand when they had the committee of the whole where there were really no committee hearings except the full legislature, but they're really going to have to figure this out. There are many states that are in session now, and they need to learn from those states. There has to be access. We're still going to have COVID in February. It will still be here. Everyone will not be vaccinated. So we have to find a way to let people testify, to get face to face with people, even mask to mask with people. But at least you need that process for an open legislative process.
Aaron, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think, you know, the challenge becomes in the regular session, right? We're all tuned up. We're ready. We're all in Carson. You know, they're understanding that things could run late. But I agree completely. It was really frustrating that in a virtual environment, they couldn't get themselves, you know, lined up to allow for more, you know, interjection, more conversation. Part of our jobs is to get in and work with these. We understand that not every legislator is an expert on every topic, right? So the idea that we have some time to sit down with them and explain why this is good or bad is really critical. And for the most part, that was lost.
Mary, that's one of the things that Aaron brought up that is so true about Nevada's legislature. We have a part-time legislature, and these legislators are not experts on every topic, and they rely, or have at least in the past, on getting honesty from lobbyists, because that's all lobbyists have is their integrity. And so if they lie to legislators, then that trust goes away and they're not going to be heard. Is that part going to be missing? Are you concerned come February?
Oh, there's huge gaps now. I mean, losing Kompanik and losing, I just went brain dead on her name, Helen, help me, the people on both sides in finance. I mean, and Ways and Means, we are just, our Legislative Council Bureau staff that also had the history is gone. So the only people you have are the lobbyists that you should have had a relationship by now. And I don't care what party you're in, you talk to everybody. And you deal with everybody. And Aaron's absolutely right. The standard lobbyist joke is you can lie to a legislator once. That's it. You're out. You'll never be trusted again. So this routine that says, you know, lobbyists can't be trusted, lobbyists are what is there to express the concerns of their client or their organization in our cases, and their members, but they also are the ones that sit down and say, okay, we need a meeting of everybody who's interested in this. Let's see what we can agree to and bring that to the chair. Because so much of this stuff is smoothed by the way of honest lobbying and smoothed by the way of remembering and history. And it's not that you have to do it that way because we're like, okay, boomer, as the kids like to say. The point is, been there, done that, now let's do it the right way.
Well, and I think the right way is making sure as a legislator that you get both sides of the issue. You know, you can talk to one lobbyist, but make sure you find out what the opposing viewpoint is. And then you become much more educated in the decisions you make.
Aaron, you know, what we saw in the second special session was the majority party and the governor basically having their way on most of those issues. Is that a concern for you? Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and things never stay the same. So as we're seeing in the Congress at this point, where what Harry Reid did as far as the filibuster is now creating problems for the Democrats with the current Supreme Court situation. Do you have the same kind of concerns that if it's a ram and jam regular session, that doesn't benefit anybody?
Well, and just go to 2015, right, when the Republicans had that control, and you know, the concern from the Democrats that were in, you know, the building at that time, and really, you know, accusatory of the process and what that looked like. And yet we go into, you know, we go into the special sessions, and even in to some degree last session, you know, a lot of people think, well, at least we're safe in the Senate because, you know, they can't get the 2/3 in order to pass a tax. But man, there's a lot of policy decisions that are being made in this state, and they don't require that 2/3. So it's a huge issue.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with a terrific all-pundit panel after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Safety, we all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we created. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with the All Pundit Show here with Mary Lau, Aaron West, and Helen Foley. Helen, right now people are starting to vote, and there is incredible concern about the veracity of the voting process. In my house, the insistence was, you can't mail this ballot in, you need to take it over there and drop it off. What are your concerns about the concerns people have about voting?
Well, you know, I think it's a legitimate concern because it has changed so much. But I look at it as greater opportunity to vote. Everyone got a mail-in ballot, and that started in our primary election, and we did not have problems in the primary election. So that you have to follow it carefully. What you must do is sign that the certain form on there that you send back. Then what will happen is the election department will compare that signature to the one that's on file. If it does not match and you have sent it in early enough, you'll have an opportunity to maybe be called about that and to see if someone else has signed your ballot. Otherwise, it will not count. But now with this general election, we also have a lot of locations to go for early voting. But if you don't want to do either one of those things, you can go the day of the election. I would strongly suggest that you take your ballot with you that you received in the mail. So otherwise, they might ask you to sign something that you have not already mailed it in. You know, everyone in the United States who is over the age of 18 should be voting. We've always had a very low voter turnout, but now we're making it possible, making it convenient. And with COVID, people don't want to be standing in those lines. They want to make it comfortable for themselves. We have a Republican Secretary of State. She is not sounding alarms. She feels very comfortable that our process is strong and valid. And I think it's the newness of all of it, but also the tirades that our president, you know, has about all these illegal votes that have scared people the most. But people should have confidence in our process.
Well, just to add on a couple of things to what you said there, Helen, I think that Barbara Sugarsky has continued the tradition in Nevada of the Secretary of State being, even though she is a Republican, occupying that office in a nonpartisan way, and has been doing a very good job with that. And Wayne Thorley, who is her deputy for elections, has also been doing a terrific job. The signature goes on the flap on your ballot. And so that's where your signature needs to be. And I was talking to a friend over the weekend who had her husband sign her ballot and send it in the primary. And Washoe County caught it and responded back and would not accept it and made her sign it. And that was just a laziness thing, but they are on it. Mary, what are your concerns about people in the ballot?
Well, ironically, it's not our system, because there's also a way that you can go in and track your own ballot through the website. I believe it's the Secretary of State's website, unless I've lost my mind somewhere, and to make sure it's recorded. But it's the post office that's caused so many troubles in various states and stuff, where there's reports of dumped mail, there's reports of things being thrown in ditches, ballot, Texas, there was an arrest of an official that did the ballot harvesting. And I think that's the harvesting part of that made people more concerned. I myself have gotten people's ballots that were two or three blocks away from my house. Now I'll go and drop it off at their house, but that's not our election departments, that's our post office. So some of those things are concerning. It's not fraud. There has been fraud that's been chosen, but because of the sort of hyper nature of this election, like Helen indicated, and media reports of other states and the problems that are there, and then the harvesting bit, I think that's what started concerning people more. I know a lot of people that are still working out of their homes, a lot, retail is, and stuff, that are gonna go to the ballot, to vote personally. So I like the fact that we have the multiple options.
And I do wanna throw in, Aaron, one additional thing. The Washoe County ballot, they need stronger glue on the envelopes because that was kind of hard to be able to pin those down. But your thoughts on this, are you comfortable with the processes in Nevada that people should feel comfortable, whether they're mailing, dropping off, or going in person?
I was actually, pretty happy with the primary process. I thought it was really convenient, and to Helen's point, it is sad that we have such low voter turnout. So the idea that we're actually putting ballots in the hands of, and at that time I thought it was pretty thoughtful. It was they didn't go over the top in purging the rolls or anything like that, but they really made an effort to get a ballot in your hand. And of course, my concern now is that it's just been expanded, so much. The idea of someone going throughout the community and gathering up these ballots and delivering, and whether or not that's going to be checked. The thing is, we've had this talk about there hasn't been any fraud, but at the same time, I would point out that in the primary election there were thousands, tens of thousands of ballots that were invalidated in various counties. So those ballots were returned. Now, is that an attempt at fraud? I don't know, but they were returned and they were invalidated. So, I think we need some more checks and balances.
I want to just throw one more question out there in this segment, and we'll start with you, Mary. The polls are indicating, and the New York Times poll especially, that the state is moving strongly towards Biden. And would indicate that this is becoming more of a blue state and not so much of a battleground state. And we've seen the Trump campaign pulling money out of Nevada in terms of advertising. You have access to private polling. What are you seeing that either agrees or contradicts that?
Well, I'm surprised you use the word moving. it's been a Biden state all along. I don't think that Trump has made inroads in Nevada at all. And from what I've seen now, you know, everybody wants to depend on the voter who's not telling the truth, the voter that isn't going to respond, and, you know, the silent majority going back to earlier eras. But Biden hasn't sacrificed any lead here the whole time. So I think we've been, on the D side for several cycles now, because, you know, the Republicans, you know, bless their hearts, they don't have a party. So what are they going to do with it? And they don't have true strength in a private group of people that sit there and lead. I mean, somebody is going to have to take over and be strong and organize, where the Democrats, I don't think they've lost their organization. I don't, you know, Ralston loves to say the Trump machine, I mean, the Reid machine, boy, that was a faux pas. But I don't think the quote unquote machine went away. It's organized. It's they communicate. Republicans just yell at each other.
Helen?
Thank you for asking. I agree very much with Mary. What happened is Donald Trump has isolated so many of the moderate or liberal Republicans that they aren't even Republicans anymore. And, you know, Nevada has been blue for quite a while. However, even though we have voted with the Democrats in the last several presidential elections, we take nothing for granted this time. You know, the polls were showing that Hillary was far ahead at this point 4 years ago. And so we're running like we're behind. And when I say we, it's because I'm a strong Biden supporter. No, I think Nevada, because Clark County and even Washoe County have become more metropolitan, we have the majority of the votes, and that's why we vote Democratic.
So, Aaron, I will play devil's advocate here and say, you know, 2014, we saw the Republicans do very well in the state and get most of the constitutional offices. We did have, up until Governor Sisolak, Republican governors going back 20-odd years. In the past, one thought of Clark County as being solidly Democrat, rural Nevada being solidly Republican, and Washoe County being the swing county. Mm-hmm. In your mind, is Washoe County no longer the swing county?
I'll just purely approaching this from a housing perspective, when we look at the demand in housing right now, and it's based on the number of people that are coming over the hill, and how that's benefiting our elections over the last few years and how it's going to continue to affect them going forward, I have serious concerns for the Republican Party in Washoe County.
All right, let's take a break. More with our pundits after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got a great all-pundit show going here with Helen Foley, Aaron West, and Mary Lau. Mary, ballot question one has been raising a lot of noise across the state. This would basically take the Board of Regents out of the Constitution. You like this? You're against it? What do you think?
Need it, support it, vote for it.
Okay. Yes, brief enough. Helen, your thoughts on this?
Oh, yes. I support it. Absolutely. We need to increase the caliber of our regents.
Okay. And the regents at the moment, even if this passes, would still be elected unless the legislature changes. Is that correct?
Once the Constitution is changed, then the legislature can make some modifications.
Okay. And then, Aaron, your thoughts on this?
You know, I think there's been some discussion previously about getting more of our judges and our education-based folks, you know, off the ballot and into a more rigorous, review process.
It will be interesting, to say the least. You guys all got me out on time. I appreciate that. And we'll be able to make a little extra money by selling an additional commercial. Thank you all very much. It's a terrific show. We appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.